Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the, actually it's 10 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Taking a little extra time this segment because I've got something on my mind. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm starting the series on blockchain. I want to talk to you about that. This is, as you know, every week I take a segment or two and talk about things that are on my mind. And so this week and the next 3 weeks, I'm going to be talking about blockchain in this period. You know, and as the first, this today, I'm going to talk about a little bit about the background of blockchain, and to introduce it to you. Next week will be how it works, and the week after that will be how it's going to affect you and your business. You know, folks, since the advent of the digital age, the number of business model disruptions brought on by new technology, any kind of new technology, it's been unprecedented in human history. Think about it. Think about how the world has been turned upside down by technology, by the digital age. Legacy paradigms, complete with red-letter rules and legendary success stories, have shifted dangerously for multi-generational industries. Think about Kodak, right? What happened to Kodak? Other examples include email's impact on fax machines. Who uses a fax machine anymore, right? And how about the letter parcel industry, the delivery industry? Their world has been changed by email. Airbnb, you know those guys? They've hindered the hospitality industry without owning any real estate. Airbnb is completely disrupting the hospitality industry. They don't own a single room. And don't ask a cabbie about Uber unless you want to hear about cursing. There's one thing all of these disruptions have in common. The most breathtakingly fast shifts of the past have been on a level that I call next step understanding. Next step understanding. Previously, when an innovation disrupted and possibly even surprised us, what we saw coming was what I call next step understanding. As dramatic as any innovation may have been, whether it was a personal computer, the internet, or e-commerce, or social media, whatever we saw, we took in stride because it was a single unit of variation above where we were operating from. So we took it in stride. But now it's time to buckle up. What's coming at you won't be next step. It will require what I call quantum leap understanding. A quantum leap requires at least two steps, maybe more, at once. Understanding this next disruption that's coming at us won't be like taking a course in French. It won't be next step understanding like taking a course in French or English, or Spanish. It will be more like learning Klingon. Almost maddening at first, it will seem like you're passing through a wormhole into another dimension. Tech writer Adam Greenfield said this: "This is the first technology I've encountered that's difficult for even the most intelligent and highly capable people to understand." Think about that. So, folks, this quantum leap disruption I'm talking about will come in the form of crypto technology known as blockchain. Its purpose is to identify, record, secure, and distribute in digital form something of value, like cryptocurrency or maybe a contract, and to deliver it to a network of distributed ledgers on computers across the internet. Now we're getting into the maddening part. Now we're getting into the part that you may find kind of crazy. So here's a quantum leap warning. If you're about to go off the grid for the rest of your life, this would be a good time to stop listening to me. But if you're planning to be in the marketplace in the foreseeable future, gaining an understanding of blockchain is an option that is not possible. It's about as optional as not having a website. So Satoshi Nakamoto, which is the name given to Bitcoin's inventor, He wanted to create a peer-to-peer cryptocurrency. But to accomplish his goal of making Bitcoin immutable, meaning trustable, for reasons you'll learn later, he created the foundational technology we know today as blockchain. While Bitcoin can't exist without blockchain, this is something new for you to understand. While Bitcoin can't exist without blockchain, the technology can and is being employed separately from the currency. So when you hear blockchain, it may be delivering a cryptocurrency, or it may not be. But if you hear about blockchain or any of the other Ethereum or any of the other cryptocurrencies, they can't exist without their blockchain. But blockchain and the distributed ledger network are completely symbiotic. They require each other to exist. You can't have a blockchain successfully without the distributed ledger network. They require each other. And just as there are many different cryptocurrencies, there are also blockchain variations. You're starting to see where the maddening part comes in, right? So going forward, I'll use blockchain as the term for all variations. And when you see it written, anything that I've written, you'll see me treat blockchain as a proper noun, the way we do the internet. All right, let's keep going. Here's another quantum leap warning. Beyond cryptocurrency, blockchain and associated applications will ultimately shift virtually every business paradigm you know and love. Our friend futurist Joel Barker, has taught us that when a paradigm shifts, everything goes back to zero. And those who don't make the shift, who don't make the blockchain leap, as it morphs into marketplace ubiquity, those who don't make that leap will find themselves in the irrelevance lane, holding a shrinking goose egg. So, as our digital superhighway system, the internet is a de facto utility. But in order to make it useful, inventors created the World Wide Web, right? Which included the email and HTML, websites, things like that, and innumerable other applications. So, when you think of blockchain's place in the universe, imagine it as the next utility-type technology platform upon which we'll mount new applications and then leverage them over the internet. We'll think of blockchain as the next technology utility. But remember, when the internet was next step, blockchain will be quantum leap. The internet, we understood the internet because it was just one step next. Blockchain is going to require, as you can tell, a quantum leap understanding. A few examples of how blockchain will be used as a platform includes delivering and securing cryptocurrencies. We talked about that. To establish and fulfill contracts, that's new for you. These contracts will be anywhere from tiny consumer purchases to global trade agreements. It will also be used to authenticate ownership of things like your car, your house, or any investment portfolio you may have. It will be used to pay or to receive payment for any work that you do, or a book that you wrote, or a song you wrote. Today it's being used to track the provenance of your romaine lettuce. How about that, folks? Your salad is being tracked today by blockchain. Here's some blockchain chronological perspective. Commercial public use of the internet happened between 1991 and 1993. Even if you were around that period and you probably didn't become online functional until later in the decade, late 90s. I mark where we are today with the introduction and adoption of blockchain as the internet equivalent of 1995. That year Amazon was founded, the year before that Amazon was founded, and that was at least 2 years before you heard of Amazon. By definition, a killer app is at once handy and disruptive. And as handy and as disruptive as the mother of all killer apps, the internet has been, blockchain will be a quantum leap disruption for everyone, but handy for only those who make the quantum leap. Folks, you're not late to blockchain, but you're about to be. Remember my warning about quantum leap understanding. This time really is different. Buckle up. I want to recommend Blockchain for Dummies as recommended reading by our good friend Tiana Lawrence, Blockchain for Dummies. Next time, the future of trust. Blockchain, the future of trust. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.